Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
First Kings chapter 18 from verse 41. Are we there? The Bible says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass that on the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." Put your hands together for the reading of the word of God. Now, I've been talking about 2022, that spiritually, for us as Healing Fire Ministries, what I'm sensing in my heart and in my spirit is that it's going to be a year of breaking through. Someone say breaking through. Now, as I have explained, I don't want you to think that it's a year of me getting a breakthrough. It's a year of me getting a car. It's a year of me getting a job. When I talk about breaking through, I'm talking about you yourself breaking through. Amen. A good example that I've given you already is Zachariah and his wife Elizabeth. They have been asking God for a breakthrough. They've been asking God for a child. So their eyes were just, we want to have a child. But God has a bigger picture than just giving you a child. Amen. So they didn't know that what God wanted to give them was way more than just a child. To the point that before they could have a child, an angel, and not any angel, Gabriel himself, had to come and announce that yes, you will have a child, but not like what you thought you are going to have. And he even gave them a name, that this child shall be called John, and started to talk about the future of the child. So God was not just giving them a breakthrough, but they were breaking through. And what they were asking for was something greater than what their minds could imagine. Had it not been for what God had done, we wouldn't know that there was a Zachariah, that there was an Elizabeth. If they just had a normal child, everybody is having children. It's not a special thing per se to have a child. Everyone has a child. But they were going to have a special one. One whose destiny was to announce the Messiah, the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I'm talking about breaking through, I don't want you to just think about one event or one object or something that you are going to get. But I want you to think that this is a year where I will become the person I was born. I will start to become the person I was born to become. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Isn't it sad that there are people who live to the point where they die, never having known what they were born to be, what they were born to do? One person said that the richest place in the earth is in the cemeteries, Gohidali and those type of places. And they said, why? And they said, there's a lot of potential there that has never been used. Many people take their potential to the grave. they never break out to who they are really, truly supposed to be. So when I'm talking about, it's a year of breaking through. It's a year where we need to start seeing who you are really born to be. We need to start seeing the real you in 2022. It is the beginning of it. And every year that comes after that, you will move from glory to glory. Amen. Somebody say, glory to glory.
Glory to glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm breaking through. So today I want to give you a really important message concerning your breaking through this coming year. Today I want to talk about something I have entitled The Inner Man. Someone say, the inner man. Come with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Let's start at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. Are we there? The Bible says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole what? Are you there?
Amen.
Your whole what? Your whole spirit, and your what? And what? So God says, your whole, Paul says that, I pray that God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, this is one scripture that clearly tells us, without any ambiguity, clearly tells us that there is a spirit, there is a soul, and there is a body. Do you understand? So you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Hallelujah. Which is your temporal home. You will not live in this body forever. So today I want to talk about the spirit. This spirit, Paul calls it the inner man. Turn your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Say, neighbor, where's your Bible? I'll forgive you because it's the last Sunday of 2021. Hallelujah. Are you in Ephesians chapter 3?
Amen.
Verse 16 says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So this inner man that he's talking about is your spirit. The real you. Someone said, the real me. Yeah. When you are looking at me, what you are seeing is my body. You are not seeing me. Do you understand? The easiest way to understand what I'm talking about, if I die, according to the Bible, I am still alive, but my body, I'm out of it, is dead. Do you understand? So the real me is still alive. Either he goes to God, or he goes to Satan, depending on my choices on the earth. But he's still alive. So many people put their focus on the body that they will leave here on the earth. And they forget about the real person, which is your spirit. Are we together so far?
Amen.
So Paul calls him the inner man. Come with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Are we all there? For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So now Paul says, there is an outward man and there is an inward man. An outward man, which is your flesh. The inward man, which is your spirit. Outward man, so there's two of you. There's the outward man, and then there's the inward man, which is your spirit. Are you listening to me? And the sad part is that many people don't know that there's an inward man. And most of us put all attention and focus on the outward man. And Paul, in the same scripture that we read, he says the outward man is decaying. So as a child, when you are born, you are small, you grow up to a point. Then when you get to a point, then you start to grow old. The outward man starts to die, slowly but surely. But he says the inward man is renewed day by day. In other words, a relative of yours who had died 200 years ago, if that person went to heaven, if now you also die and you meet that person in heaven, you will see that person, he will not be have been aging over the years that the person has died. He or she will be at their freshest self, at the prime of their age. If you go meet Abraham, who has died thousands of years ago, you will not meet a person so old that he looks over 1,000 years old. He will look like him in the prime of his life. Because the inward man is refreshed every day. But the outward man is decaying little by little every day. Are we still together? So wouldn't you put more focus on the inward person rather than put focus on the outward one? I would put focus on the inward one. Hallelujah. Then the last scripture I want to share with you before I preach a little and then close is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. Sorry, it's chapter 3 verse 4. Let's start at verse 1 so that we get context. 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 1. Verse 1, are we there? Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold the chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. Hallelujah. So now Peter here is talking about a married couple in a situation where, for example, the husband maybe is not born again and the wife is born again. Do you understand? So Peter is encouraging the woman that through how the woman keeps herself, she can also save the husband. When the husband, even though the husband may not have read the Bible, but when he watches his wife, he will be moved. Do you understand? Then Peter in verse 3 says, as a woman, don't focus too much on the outside appearance. Lipstick, makeup, hair. Fancy clothes. These days, our clothes are getting shorter and shorter. What a shock. So, Peter notices that most people focus on the outward person. There are people who are extremely beautiful, but if you marry them, you will suffer all your lives. I thought I'll hear an amen.
Amen.
Beautiful outwardly, but inwardly, Jesus. Gatusa. Hey. Verse 4. He says, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. So he's talking about the spirit. Let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So Paul says, rather put emphasis on that hidden man, the inward man, the inner man. Feed that one. Work on that one. Hallelujah. So here is my message today. The breaking through that I want you to experience in this coming year is that that hidden man must stop being a hidden man, but must be the one that we see. Those amens are not blessing me. We must stop seeing the outward man, and we must start seeing the inward man. Initially, when God created human beings, the inward man was the predominant man, the spiritual person. God made a spiritual person. Adam and Eve were so in the spirit that it never dawned on them that they were naked. They were so completely in the spirit that the Bible says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. I've never heard a voice walking. But they were so in the spirit and so sensitive and so aware of what was going in the spirit that they could even hear the footsteps of a voice. But when they fell into sin, that spiritual person went behind and the flesh went in front. So human beings today, we see their flesh operating more than anything else. But it's time for our spirits to be the one who are in front. Amen. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen?
This is really the key of our breaking through as children of God. Amen. God will never bless the flesh. Never. Never. Paul said that no flesh can glory in God's presence. It's only when you become spiritual that you can experience the full blessing of God. So for you to really become the true you and to operate in your destiny and in the life that God had predetermined for you to walk in, the inner man has to be the one that comes forth and not the flesh. Then you will begin to walk in breakthrough. You will break through to who you are born to be. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you a few things about the inward man. Come with me to Matthew chapter 26, quickly. Matthew 26 and verse 41. Matthew 26 and verse 41. Are you there? The Bible says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing. The spirit there is talking about the inward man, the inner man, the hidden man. He's willing, but the flesh is weak. So you can see that your spirit wants to talk to God. Your spirit wants to pray. Your spirit wants to do everything that God wants it to do. But the flesh is the roadblock, is the speed hump. So when the spirit is the one that is predominant in control, you will be like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. But when the flesh is in control, you wake up and say, can I get Sunday, Gacheko? And also when you check at the weather, then the flesh is predominant. But when the spirit is predominant, you jump out of bed. You're in a hurry to be with your God, to bless your God, to walk with your God. You can't break through when the flesh is dominant. You will break through when the spirit is dominant. And the funny thing is that people don't understand that this works in all areas of life. When I was at school, also my wife, at school, Paul, since we are going to school, God will wake me up and say, study. God himself. I was a spirit man even in my education. When I started working, when I would have difficult times, I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. Kel keprota, Lord rende kepal, kel kotan tereba, kepranta kai, praying about what I'm about to meet that day. Kanteleman, Lord ropochan, like kantereba kom. I remember one day I was going to a meeting and I was so stressed. And I woke up in the morning. Kel kampion, resha tekepan, plemena katana. When I got to work, all I could think of is that meeting, because I knew that fire was coming. And after I had prayed in the morning, I felt so much peace enter me. So when I walked into the meeting, and when the client walked in, he said, Kola, how are you? Haven't seen you in a long time. Is everything okay? Good to see you, man. And he just went on, and when I left the meeting, I said, hey, prayer is dangerous. So people only think that the spirit man is only important in church, but he's important in all phases of your life. Sometimes what God does with me and my wife, I don't know if every married couple experiences this, but sometimes he will speak to me and he will speak to my wife the same thing at the same time. So some years ago, I would see something about my daughter, and she would also see something about her. I remember one time we saw something like someone wants to grab our daughter and run away. We started praying. So you see, the inward man is sensitive to the spirit, and the inward man was giving us messages of the spirit. And we could intercede for what the enemy was planning for our child. But many people don't understand that when the inward man is the one who is predominant, you become dangerous in all your life, not only a church. So, Jesus told us here that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Are we still together? John chapter 4. Verse 23. John chapter 4, verse 23 and verse 24. The Bible says, but the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers, shall worship the Father in what? In spirit, not in flesh, in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. God is searching for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. In other words, your spirit must be the one leading the worship. Amen. And in truth. Amen. What I want to say about this scripture is that you can never have an intimate relationship with God if your spirit is not dominant in your life. Because it's either your spirit is dominant or your flesh is dominant. There's no in between. Either you are carnal or spiritual. And it is only the spiritual one who can have intimate relationship with God. Intimate. How can I explain? Like a very close relationship with God. An unbreakable bond with God. When your spirit man, the inner man, the hidden man, is the one that is alive. Is the one that is in front. Amen. Your worship becomes out of this world. Amen. Your intimacy with God is when you talk about God. One day, a certain man of God was praying. And the way he prays, and he prays as though there is someone in the room. So someone was passing his room and heard him praying. And he passed. And then later he met the man of God and said, "Oh, who was in your room? Who are you talking to? It seemed like you were talking to someone." And he said, "Oh, I was talking to God." It's like the relationship is so intimate that even the praying, it's like God is in the room. One lady, she said she was driving. And she said her relationship with God is so intimate to the point that she was driving and she saw a dress she liked. And she said, "Hey, Lord, look at the dress." I mean, she was so like, the way she's so close to him, he's there. This only happens when the inner man is the one who is in front. Your relationship with him becomes so, so intimate that you fall in love with God. You love him more than you love your children. You love him more than you love your husband. You love him more than you love your wife. Are you listening to me? Someone who the inner man is not in front and claims that they are close to God, they are lying through their teeth. Unless the scripture is a liar. The inner man has to be alive before your relationship with God can be tangible and true. Amen. And unbreakable. Amen. Sometimes I wonder, somebody is angry with God to the point where they leave Christianity. No. It means you never experienced him. I can't imagine my life without God. I can't. Gotomagai. How? You see, David was so close to God that even in sin, he had nowhere to go but to God. Even in sin. One day I was talking to the Lord and the Lord showed me a vision and said, "I want to show you how David was, my relationship with him was." And I saw a father and a small child. And I saw the father rebuking the child and hitting the child. And the child was crying. The child was wrong. And the child was crying. And as the child was crying, I saw the child going to the person who hit him, like to be comforted. Imagine, can you be angry when your child, after you be, is now coming to be comforted by you? And the Lord said to me, "This is the relationship I had with David." I said, "Wow." When the inner man is in the forefront, there's nobody else. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. When you become this type of person, there's no way that you will not break through. John chapter 6 verse 63. John chapter 6 verse 63. Are we there? "It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." They are spirit and they are life. They are only spirit and life to the spiritual man. Amen. To the one who is flesh, we can preach until we are blue in the face. And not they are unaffected. But the inner man, the person who is spiritual, when they hear the word of God, They are impacted. They are changed. They are transformed. They are renewed. They are impacted. They are charged. They are fired up. But the one who is in the flesh, we preach and they look at us as though they are daydreaming, as like they are thinking about something else. Amen. But the inner man is like no word falls to the ground. Amen. When you are a spiritual person. Amen. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Yeah. When you read your Bible and your Bible is like Chinese, you must know that the inner man is not in front yet. Amen. Because the Bible says the flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that is quickened. Amen. So the more you become spiritual, the more the word of God opens up. The more you understand it.
Amen.
The more it becomes life.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? So I'm just encouraging you that this coming year, put focus on the inner man, not on the flesh.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I promise you, you will break through.
Amen.
Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Are we there? For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. So Paul says that I serve God with my spirit, not with my flesh. Paul is saying my spirit is in front. My spirit is in charge. When I am spiritual, I serve God. When I'm not spiritual, I don't serve God. When I'm spiritual, I serve God. When I'm not spiritual, I don't serve God.
Amen.
I serve him with my spirit. I was telling, you know, one of my friends that said, I can't see myself going to church and sit down and go home. It's impossible. How? My spirit is willing.
Amen.
My spirit is hungry.
Amen.
You sit down and go home. I can't. That's why I had to start my own church, because I just imagine myself going to another church, sitting down. When the pastor says amen, then I go home. I can't see that life. Because my spirit is ready to serve. Ask your neighbor, is your spirit ready to serve him? What are they saying? The last scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Bible says the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, when God speaks, your flesh doesn't hear. Your soul doesn't hear. It's only your spirit that can catch the voice of God. The Spirit bears witness with my spirit. In other words, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is communicating with my spirit.
Amen.
So, if your spirit, you never feed it, if your spirit, you never work on it, then your spirit will never receive communication from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You'll be bereft of the voice of God. You will walk on this earth without the voice of God. But the more you focus on your spirit, then you start noticing that you start having communication with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Yeah. Very, very important. If you want to hear the voice of God, you need to work on your spirit, because it is your spirit that is connected to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will communicate to your spirit, not to your flesh, to your spirit. Someone say, to my spirit. Yeah. Are you learning one or two things? Now I want to show you one more scripture that has been a real blessing in my life. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. I was reading 2 Corinthians some time ago. When I got to chapter 7 and verse 1, Paul mentioned that there is a filthiness of the flesh and there is a filthiness of the spirit. So I said, filthiness of the spirit. What is filthiness of the spirit? So I started searching. And through my search, I found out that one of the dictionaries, the way that they describe your spirit, your inner man, the hidden man, is they describe a spirit of a man as a superhuman. Someone says superhuman. I said, what? It means that when my spirit becomes predominant, the one who's in front, I change from being a normal person to being a superhuman being. I thought you'd be blessed the way I was blessed. Amen. When I say a superhuman, it means you can do things that other people cannot do. Amen. But that only happens when your spirit is in front. Now listen to the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Whew, what a scripture. Do you know what it means? Somebody come here. It means that there is you, there's the Lord. Two separate individuals. But the minute you are joined to him, now there is no more Sandile, there is no more the Lord. They're infused, they become one.
Amen.
So your spirit becomes joined with the Holy Spirit, and then there's one, there's not the Holy Spirit and your spirit, they become one thing. Amen. Now when that happens, that's where you become a superhuman.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. That's why you can never really become who you truly are if you are in the flesh. There's a realm that we must step into in 2022. Amen. We must.
Amen.
Because imagine the potential that we have when we are joined with the Holy Spirit. We are infused into him and we become one with him. Imagine the life we can live when we become like that.
Amen.
Just imagine it. And that must be our goal in 2022.
Amen.
When we enjoy that oneness with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, then we suddenly become superhuman beings. In our homes, you become like a mother like they've never seen before. At your workplace, you are a person who's producing solutions. Everywhere you are, when people look at you, they say, where does this person come from? When we become one with the Holy Spirit. That only happens when we put focus on our inner man. Because the inner man doesn't survive on social media, doesn't feed on television, doesn't feed on friends. The inner man, the word of God is like, what is your favorite food? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food? Pizza. Like your favorite pizza with all the toppings that you like. the word of God. When your spirit, sometimes when I read the Bible, physically I'll be hungry. Then I start reading. Then I start and seeing things that I've never seen before. By the time I finish, I feel full. And I haven't eaten physical food. I feel full. Sometimes when I start reading the Bible, I say, wow. Sometimes I have to stand up and walk around. And so what I'm reading here is blessing me so much that I need a break. I need a break. Because the blessing is too much. Then when I'm, you know, taking a little break, I sit down again. And I say, God, let's continue.
Amen.
So you have to feed that inner man. Sometimes me when I pray, I don't have any prayer topic. I don't go and say, Father, I pray for my children. When I pray, I just speak in tongues. You know, many people look down on tongues. You don't know the blessing of tongues. So I just speak in tongues. And sometimes I'll speak in tongues for an hour and nothing seems to be happening. And I'll be just speaking. Then somewhere while I'm praying, just speaking in tongues. No English, no Zulu, no nothing. Just tongues. Malkin, La Pala. Suddenly, it is like somehow I feel like I'm in heaven. I cannot explain. I just feel like my body, my spirit is in heaven while my body is on the earth. And I will just be enjoying. Sometimes I feel like I'm being filled with the Holy Spirit as I'm just speaking in tongues. I've not prayed any prayer topic. When I leave the house, I feel like a superhuman being. I feel like if I say something, it shall come to pass. Because I'm feeding my spirit. I'm feeding my spirit. So that my spirit will be the one in the forefront. So the more you focus on that inner man, you will become a sign, a wonder, and a miracle in your lifetime. That is my personal vision for 2022. I'm going to put emphasis on my inner man like I've never done before. Because it is my year. I don't know about you, but for me, I'm breaking through this coming year. I said I'm breaking through this coming year. Put your hands together for Jesus. Say, neighbor, I am breaking through. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Reading from verse 1. The last scripture I'm sharing with you. I've shared so many scriptures today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 1. Am I making sense today, though?
Yeah.
Okay. The Bible says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, so he's talking about the flesh. And when he's saying dissolves, it means if our flesh dies and goes back to the ground from which God took it, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this, when he says in this, he's talking about in this house that we are currently living in, which is the flesh. He says, we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that we being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse 4 is what I'm looking for. For we that are in this tabernacle, in other words, those of us who are in the flesh, do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up by life. Hallelujah. I think you must put your hands together before I even explain it. It's a powerful scripture. You know, when I read this scripture recently, I felt excited about going to heaven. I can't wait till I get to heaven.
Amen.
At the same time, I want Jesus to take his time because I want to serve him here. But at the same time, I'm excited about going to heaven. Amen. So, Paul says, we are living in the flesh. And he says, when we are in the flesh, we are uncomfortable. He says that we are being weighed down. Weighed down. Sandile, come again. I want to make an example. Now, weighed down means you are trying to go there. Just try to walk. And something is. Yeah, you are still able to go, but something is just making it difficult for you to go where you want to go. So Paul is saying, this flesh, this physical house that we live in, is weighing us down. In other words, if you are not being weighed down by the flesh, let's say he was an athlete, a sprinter, and let's say he can run. What's the 100 meters in 10 seconds? 9 seconds. They will say he's a good runner. But he's doing the 10 seconds and something is pulling him back. Imagine when nothing is pulling him back anymore. The same thing, he'll be doing it in 6 seconds. And people are going to say, what? It's impossible to do it in 6 seconds. You see, next year, we need to take the thing that is weighing us down and put it behind. And the real us must be in front. Then all of a sudden, we become like super people. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
This is the secret of your breaking through next year.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Amen. Even if in church, in your workplace, in whatever it is that you want to do in life, if you understand this principle that I'm telling you, and you learn to put focus on the inner man, the spiritual man, I tell you, you will break through. Amen. You will break through.
Amen.
Your life will never be like ever before.
Amen.
Because now the real you, who is infused with the Holy Spirit, will be the one in front. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, brother. If you understand what I'm telling you today and you determine to do it, determine. And unfortunately, there is no shortcuts on building your inner man. There's no shortcuts. You have to fight. You have to force. Life is busy. Things are happening. But we have to put focus on the inner man. Feed him every day. Feed him the word of God. And the word of God is in two. You're reading the Bible and listening to messages. You are feeding your inner man. And you must listen more to messages than you listen to music. Do you understand? Yeah. And then prayer. Go to Jude, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 20. I've already closed my Bible. Jude only has one chapter and verse 20. Yes. What does verse 20 say?
But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith.
Building up yourself, the inner man. How do you build up yourself?
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Can tell I topal tepal, you are building the inner man. Can telemanto kabala, you are building the inner man. Can numera dekada, you are building the inner man. You'll be surprised if you give yourself to speaking in tongues every day. You'll be shocked at how spiritual you become and how connected you become to God. You must build the inner man in 2022. You must focus on building the inner man You must. Some of you, I need you to serve in the church. And the reason why you are not serving is because the inner man is not in front. I will start seeing people saying, "Pastor, I remember when I joined the church, I went to my pastor and I said, 'Pastor, I need to do something in church. I can't sit down anymore.'" And at that time, I wanted to do something called the hospital ministry. I said, "Pastor, just give me the go-ahead. Even if I go to the hospital alone, it's fine. I need to do something. I need to do something for God." Amen. My inner man was the one in charge of my life. Amen. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
I pray for you. I pray for myself. I pray for Healing Fire Ministries. That this coming year, we put focus on the inner man. Very important. This is the most important message I can preach. And I think it's important that it's the last one for the year. It sets us up for the coming year. Focus on the inner man. Focus on the inner man. Focus on the inner man. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody can be smarter than God. Please, what is math to God? Intel. The person who can say, "Let that be." Math is too small for him. Science is too small for him.
Amen.
We visited someone recently and said, "Why haven't you been coming to church?" "Ish, I'm busy gadi buka." I said, in my heart, I'm like, if only you could be connected to your God. You'll be shocked. One time I was studying and nothing was connecting. I tell you the honest truth. I remember I went to the exam for that particular subject. Everything I studied, I couldn't find. When I looked at the questions, I felt like dying. And I studied, not that I didn't study. I felt like dying. And I failed that subject. The following year, I did it again. And I was trying again. And still, I couldn't see anything. I put my books down. I said, "Father, I cannot fail two times. It's impossible." And I started praying in tongues. Pekato, lata palakapa, kekalapato, kekalapa. Then as I was praying, it felt like something came from heaven and entered me, and I felt peace. Then I looked at my books again. I was surprised. Suddenly I understood. Suddenly everything was making sense, and I think I got a distinction for that subject. Some people, they really downgrade God. They think God is only good for church. We just sing on Sunday, "Hallelujah, hey." And then you go home. Then now you are dealing with serious things. Now when you go to school, you are going to work. Now the serious things are coming. If only you knew how God could help you.
Amen.
Focus on the inner man. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for the Lord as you stand. Oh, put your hands together like you believe He has blessed you today. I see you rising in 2022.
Amen.
I prophesy into your life.
Amen.
That this year you are walking into,
amen,
will be a year of signs and wonders and miracles.
Amen.
I decree in the name of Jesus,
amen,
that the way you will operate will cause people to wonder how.
Amen.
It will cause people to wonder how.
Amen.
How can you do it? How can you do the impossible? How can you see what we cannot see? How can you reach the place that we cannot reach? I see you going there as you focus on the inner man. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth, talk to the Lord. Grant the grace, Father, that we see the importance of feeding the inner man. Of making the inner man predominant in our lives. Being the one in charge. Being the one leading. Open your mouth and talk to your God. Heke parabash. Rapateriaka. Loriaka paleka sopela kapala kadus. Re rebo shaka parabasha teke. Renderebo shaka renderebo shia. Rapale kaika kolobro tekeriara. Ma parabasha tekerebos. Repokorobo shekerebos. Talk to your God. Ramanderebo shianderebeka. Mareke barabashandere. Remanderebo shekerebosha. Manderebos yandere kalala manderebos. Mopariandereboscia karabasoke. Repaka barabashateria. Mopariandereboscia andarabara. Morande kaboka barabaseke lebosia yekelekos. Manderebosia kabarabakurabadarabashati. Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. And the church will say amen. This year, okay, I want you to challenge yourself to speak in tongues like never before. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. You know, when I was in university, I challenged myself to speak in tongues 16 hours a day. But Pastor, how can you do that? So I'll wake up when I'm going to the toilet, I'll be rika baraba shateke balaba kolabalaba peraba. While I'm bathing, rateke baraba shateke raba shake keraba shaka raba koraba kapa. When I'm walking to the taxi, repa paraba shaka paraba sheke pala repa ka. When I'm in the taxi, you see, I can't speak loud, so I'll be like. When I come out of the taxi, I'm walking in town, repa ka karaba sha. The reason I did that is because I was challenged by the scripture where Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. You know, to say more than all of you. The confidence. More than all of you. In other words, no matter who speaks in tongues very long, I speak more than you. So I challenged myself to Rasha Kapala Lepa Kalaba. Do you people read the Bible? Do you read the Bible? I read the Bible and I see these things and I do. Malakapala. Can we challenge ourselves to be tongue speakers next year? Amen. Can we challenge ourselves? Amen. Can I show you a scripture? Amen. Just one scripture. Daniel chapter 5. I was very surprised when I saw this. Daniel chapter 5, verse 25. How many, when you speak in tongues, the most thing you hear is ba 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 ba? Have you noticed that? Some of them, when you speak in tongues, you hear ma 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 ma. And you ask yourself, what on earth? Let me show you something. Are you in Daniel 5, 25? The Bible says, and this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Are you seeing? Amen. This is the interpretation of the thing. Then it says, Mene. Look at it, it's just Mene. He says it means, God had numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, just one little thing. He says, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom. So you can see one little ba. You are talking heavy things. One little ma. You are talking heavy things. Don't look down on tongues. Just imagine what you are saying. That's why Paul says he speaketh in an unknown tongue. He speaketh mysteries unto the Lord. When you are going, ma, 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 it sounds like ma, ma, like you are trying to start a car. Ma, 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 ma. It sounds like you are doing that. But in the spirit, look at what, just one word. It's a whole message. I speak in tongues more than all of you. Can you challenge yourself for 2022? Amen. to speak in tongues like never before in your whole life. Let's try it, okay? Yeah. So why? The aim is that the inner man must break through. Because when the inner man is the one in charge, then we become superhumans. And we become true sons of God. Then people will start seeing God in us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord one more time.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.